Up next, the modern-day mystic and psychic Elizabeth Joyce back with us. We'll talk about some of her past predictions, what she sees for the future, and then later on, we will take your phone calls. And what we will need from you when you call is your birth month, day, and year, and the state you're calling from this time. But we'll be back with Elizabeth in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth is what we would call a modern-day mystic, author, master spiritual teacher, and healer. She transmits pure energy from the source. Very popular gifted speaker on the unknown mysteries, higher realities, higher wisdom. Many of her accurate successes have been documented through national media. She's also assisted the police, sheriff departments, and the FBI in finding hundreds of missing people. Her websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. A couple of her books include Unlimited Realities and Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? Elizabeth, welcome back, and I look forward to this year. How are you?
Happy New Year, George. I'm good.
Good. I guess you would see the future before we would. How do we look?
Not too good. We are going to have some tough years in the next three, and we all have to join together and go through what we have to go through. What people don't think about, and the light workers as well, is what kind of energy do we need to lift the vibration permanently up to a higher level so there's no more crime and hate and the things that we've been facing. And that's the collective consciousness. And it takes time. It really does. We had a new energy come in this year on the 21st of December from the center of the galaxy. And it's a very lucky and blessing energy. It's going to be here for 3 months. What we're doing is really beginning to go into the galactic center. And I've been telling ministers and priests that they have to get their congregations together so that we can begin to accept and embrace our new galactic neighbors. We'll find out a lot about that, those facts, as the telescope goes out, which I think is very exciting.
Oh, yeah. Once they unfold everything and start sending back some whatever they send back in terms of pictures, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be neat. So it's massive expansion to our galactic citizenry. So we have galactic citizens now. That's what we're going to need to be. And it takes time. This will evolve over the next few years.
Elizabeth, we've pulled out some of your past predictions back in January and in October. And let me ask you what I think is one of the most important questions. You still see President Biden as being replaced due to health issues, don't you?
I do. This month.
Soon enough. Other psychics have predicted this, too. You were the first.
Yeah, I know.
And it's uncanny that they would even say it, too, to back up what you've said. Sad, but if it happens, this is what John Hogue predicted yesterday, and that was Friday.
Well,
rather.
It's coming into the consciousness. As I said, it's a process, George. Psychic work is a process because we all listen to our guides, and then our guides, our inner guides, which are really our galactic neighbors, inform us what's going on, and then we get it out to the world. And I am hearing that a lot of people are saying it. There's three pictures that can happen. Would you like to hear them?
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, the first one is that Joe Biden resigns and Kamala Harris refuses the vice presidency, and that will bring in Pelosi as president.
Oh, geez.
But she won't last very long because she has problems. The second one is that Kamala resigns on the 19th of January, and Biden stays in and picks the new vice president the way Ford did. And he would more than likely pick Hillary Clinton.
That's what John Hogue was saying. You're absolutely right. And then she runs in 24 then, right?
Pardon?
Then she would run in 24.
I think she's getting ready to do something because she's out everywhere. I think she is preparing herself in case this does happen. And the third thing would be that Biden is sicker than we think and passes away, and Kamala doesn't take the vice presidency, and the army comes in and we have martial law.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
So there's three possibilities. And no psychic can tell you which one will happen. They can tell you which one they feel, but if it hasn't been decided yet, then nobody really knows. That's free will.
When you go through these psychic endeavors, do you get a feeling? How does this happen for you?
Well, sometimes I get a feeling. Sometimes I have a dream. And sometimes I have an actual vision in front of me, George. You remember in 2017, I told you on Coast to Coast that Joe Biden would be president, and I named Kamala Harris as vice president. And we have that on tape.
Yep, we do. You're sure right.
So, but there's more things that are happening. Venus is bringing a sudden out of the blue energy. So we're going to have banking issues, big business, digitalization of money, blockchain technology, which I find fascinating.
Are we going to have anything good happen for us, Elizabeth?
Absolutely. It's getting to the point, George, where if you meditate and you visualize what you want in front of you, it will happen. It'll happen 1, 2, 3. We're also getting some wonderful technology. I know Apple is about to come out with a product that will make the iPhone obsolete. So we are having wonderful things. And I think the medical issues will start to have better treatments because we've done so much research with COVID that other things will be worked out. And COVID is going to disappear gently this year.
Good. I said it's going to fade away in March. That was my prediction. What do you think of that?
There you go. I think you're pretty close. I was thinking by July, but March is good for me.
Well, let's see what happens. Now, you've also made some predictions about UFOs.
Oh, yes. That we're going to have to get to know them, which I just tried to tell you before. The UFOs have been here for a long time. They've been here probably when they built the Sphinx. And that's how long we've had the intergalactic action. We just haven't had our vibrations high enough to recognize it. But we're going to have energy from outer galaxies. Now, the first time that this has ever happened, I call it higher consciousness awareness. And we're going to know for sure. They already do know, the governments know, as you're aware of, but when this galaxy is starting to bring in the information, which it started on the 21st of December, our higher consciousness, if you meditate and you bring up your own vibration, then we're going to really know and become a galactic citizen. Nothing to be afraid of. These people are not aggressive. How can you shoot light? I hear that they want to weaponize outer space and that countries are in a race to control space. Who can control space, George?
Let's hope nobody.
That's right. And to put guns out there and everything is ridiculous. You can't shoot light. Their bodies are not the same as our bodies.
Would you also consider yourself an astrologer?
Oh, yes. I write astrology columns all across the country.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I write for Embracing Sedona magazine. Do you know that one?
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
I write for it. And I also write for local magazines up here that are, you know, in my area.
Good for you.
I've been doing astrology for years.
There seems to be some concern about the Saturn-Uranus alignments.
Oh, the Saturn-Uranus square will be with us this whole year, and it finishes in October. And I think it's so interesting to look at that October of 2022 is when the Saturn-Uranus square hits for the final time, and that's just before the elections.
How about that for timing?
How's that for timing? It fascinates me. It really does.
With everything you're looking at for the next year, what would you say is the most important? The presidential situation, COVID?
No. I think the presidential situation is going to really steam up this month. I think that the most important thing is for people to learn to be self-sufficient. You've got to learn to garden because in 23 and 24, we are going to have serious food chain shortages. And I think you've got to get to where you need to be and make sure that you have your water and food. And really listen, because people are ignoring it. Some people are not. But there's many, many people that just wave their hand and say, oh, that's ridiculous.
Why does it seem, Elizabeth, that things seem to be out of whack?
Because we have Pluto on the rising sign of the United States of America, and that's going to be here for 2 years. We are being asked, okay, so we wrote a constitution, we wrote a Bill of Rights. Did we do the right thing? Is it okay? What do we need to change? What isn't working and what is working? And we finally have to get to the point of for the people and by the people, because it isn't for the people and by the people, George. It's for the government and Washington. And Washington really has no clue about the middleman in middle America and all the good people that are out there working hard, trying to feed their families, doing what they know how to do.
Well, what happened? Because it worked for 240-plus years. What happened?
We got some bad people in there.
And they took over.
Hate happened.
How long has that been going on?
Well, it's certainly been going on in this millennium. Since we came into it, it's been going on, and it's just getting worse and worse, and it's going to have to be swept away, and it will be. I do also feel that human rights are going to be important this year, and I feel that in the fall months that there might be some uprisings.
Worse than what we've
seen?
Civil
war.
Even worse than what has happened already?
You mean this century or in the 1800s?
The 1800s, let's
say. Yeah, it'll be pretty bad. Unless we can, I call 202 the calm before the storm. We're preparing for the storm that's going to hit us head on.
But are these things
dark energy manifesting?
Are they fixable?
Physical and weather-wise. Climate change, natural disasters, as well as actions of the people, souls that are willing to have dark energy manifest through them. And this is going to increase in 2023.
Is everything
fixed? A lot of this are issues coming in from the border.
But is all this fixable?
Yes, it's fixable. If we get together with our communities and we have to prepare in practical ways, to hunker down where we are, know your neighbors' names, go around and say hello to them, even if you're in an apartment building. Get involved in your local government. Let them know you're there and ready to support whatever you need to. For example, I have a spring on my property, so I have been in the process of adding an electric pump to it and cleaning it out, and I will leave it there for the public. If they're out of water, they're going to come and get it.
Well, good for you, but not everybody has that ability to do that.
No, they don't, but they have the ability to do different things. It's
sure.
A time to prepare. The coming years, 22, 23, and 24, are going to be tough to go through. Then in 25 and 26, we're going to have to clean it up, the aftermath. And we have the storms that are coming too, the earthquakes and water. This is the year of water because it's the year of the tiger water, and it's also Jupiter in Pisces, which is luck. A lot of people can still get their dreams to come true. A lot of people can still get creative, learn new things, and be successful. It's how you think. What are you going to let into your consciousness? Are you going to sit in fear and hide in the closet? Or are you going to come out with light and just go into a greater practice? We need prayer and meditation. We need to single out the areas of the world that need our prayers and send light to them and help all beings in all forms in all worlds.
Would you call yourself spiritual?
Of course. Yeah, I would. I've written a lot of books. I've written 10 books, and I wrote one that's my favorite. It's called Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. And it really does give some wonderful exercises for people. Do you know about tapping, George, EFT?
Tell me.
Where you tap your body on your knees and on your legs and sometimes on your chest, and that it settles your inner energy. It's very, very healthy and good, and it's on the internet. It's called EFT.
It's tapping. You just start hitting
You just start tapping. I used to do the mind gems where we used to cross our hands over and do these mind gems, and we would just feel. You start at the navel, and you go up to the heart, and then you go up to the throat, and then to the forehead, and then to the top of the head. And it's tapping. And it really is very helpful. It's something you can do by yourself that you don't need to pay for and that you don't need, you know, to go out of the house. And the other thing is that I like to tell people is when you get scared, when you get upset, you got to find your breath. Find your breath. Now, you found your breath. Now, take a deep breath. Do that three times, and then get quiet.
We had a guest who just said that about heart math, where you put your hand on your heart.
You can. I don't do that. I put my thumb in the center of my palm. I worked with Paramahansa Yoga Yoganandaji techniques. So I put my thumb in the center of my palm, and I bring that to the navel.
Why does the slow, deep breathing seem to work?
Because it slows down your thoughts. It slows down your panic. It slows everything down in the body. If you have high blood pressure and you're excited or upset, remember, we have a subconscious. A lot of people don't understand the subconscious. Our subconscious sometimes reacts more than our conscious does. When we are in danger and when you are worried about something, your body reacts unconsciously. That's your subconscious. And it might come from a past life, or it might be something similar that you experienced, but it's very different this time, and it's different from each other. So you take deep breaths. The yogis teach you this. They teach you that every baby that's born is born to breathe a certain number of breaths, and they will not die until they breathe those breaths. So since the yogis knew that, they would slow down the breath.
Interesting take of that. When we take calls, I'm going to give you the state they're calling from, their birth month, date, and year. And do you want them to ask you a question, or are you just going to
One question, not 10 questions. One question. And they can't be general. It's got to be very exact, because that's what I'm really good at.
You want something specific.
Yeah.
Like, you know, will I get my job and get a raise? Is that specific enough?
But, you know, we also have to watch our banking, because what people don't understand is that using credit cards and working with the top banks is feeding the enemy. So we're going to have to watch our money, because they're coming after our money. They want to take our money.
They want to go digital.
They want to make us have nothing that we own so that they can tell us what to do.
You don't trust them, Elizabeth, do you?
No, you can't trust now. You have to use your inner authority. And I think that the best banking that you can do right now is at a credit union.
Well, they're pretty good. All right, stay with us, Elizabeth. We're going to take a break and come back. She said, as she mentioned, she's got 10 books, a couple of them, Unlimited Reality, Psychic Attack. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com as well. And when we come back, Tommy will get your birth month, day, and year, the state or country you're calling from, and then ask Elizabeth a very specific question, and then we'll let her go and see what she can tell you. So we're going to come back in a moment. It's our final segment on Coast to Coast AM. We will be back. On our next Coast to Coast program, the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, joins us to talk about 2022. And later on, Nicole and Mike Sebastian join us to talk about dreams and synchronicity on Coast to Coast. So become part of the program and don't miss it. We're going to come back and take calls with Elizabeth Joyce in just a moment on Coast to Coast. And welcome back to our final segment with Elizabeth Joyce. We'll take your calls here. Elizabeth, also tell me very briefly about the police, sheriff departments, and the FBI as you look for missing children and people. How did that evolve?
Well, it started while ago, in the 80s, when I knew about the man that the president of Exxon, and I had a student that had three brothers in the FBI, and I helped them find him in New Jersey.
And from that, law enforcement talked to another law enforcement, and it just mushroomed for you?
That's correct.
It's good for
you.
Yeah,
it's been an interesting time. I even got to go into New York City and work with detectives and take the subway and see a place, a crime scene. It was very interesting work.
All right, let's start with the birth date, and then we'll go to the, I'll give you the state and then the name, okay? You ready?
Okay, sure.
August 13th, 1973.
Okay.
We're going to Sterling, Illinois, and Maria is with us. Welcome to the program. Hi, Maria.
Hi, happy holidays.
You
Thank
too.
You so much for taking
Hi,
my
Maria,
call.
Hi, Maria, how are you?
I've been better. And
what can I do for you?
So I actually had two questions.
One right. question.
Just one. We just said one. Oh. We've got so many people, Maria.
Well, okay, so.
Make it your best.
It's kind of hard to pick. Okay. I met somebody recently in the last couple months. I think, you know, they live about an hour from me, but their birth date is 6881. And I was wondering if you see anything of it. I'm not really.
Well, Maria, I think that what you have to do is get yourself together. I do see a good relationship with this person. Geminis and Leos usually get together very nicely. I see a good relationship with this person, but you've got some things to settle within yourself pertaining to relationships and friendships, as well as your own identity and your self-esteem. So work on that, and I think this relationship will strengthen over the next eight or 9 months. It's going to be slow. Take your time and enjoy it. That's the important thing. Anytime we feel love, it's always positive.
And what do you sense, Elizabeth, as she calls into you?
What do I sense?
Yeah, from her.
With Maria?
Mm-hmm.
That she's not sure of herself. I think there has been a lot of pain in Maria's life, and she's not sure, and she feels really warm with this person, and I'm telling her that it can work as she works on herself.
Which is not easy sometimes.
No, it's not easy, but you have to love yourself and trust yourself, and she's learning how to do that with this relationship. That's why it's in her life. That's good.
All right, next up, we are going to Monterey Bay, California, November 27, 1958, and we're going to Cynthia in California. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, George. Happy New Year.
You too.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Cynthia. Happy New Year.
Elizabeth, I wanted to know if this is too vague, let me know, but I'm wondering what the next 6 months holds for me in my life.
I need a direct question.
A little harder.
Will there be love in my life this next year?
There's always love in your life, Cynthia. There is always love in your life. You want to know if you'll have a relationship. You're going to have a wonderful year. You're a Sagittarian, and you are going to have a wonderful year starting this month. And I want to say February feels very warm. I do think that you're going to be meeting three new people, and you will decide which one will have your heart.
Well, that's great. She's going to be able to pick, huh?
Uh-huh. So good luck, Cynthia.
Go for it, Cynthia. And when Elizabeth's back in a year, let us know how things went, to be sure. Now, when you get these impressions, are you basing that on birth dates, or how do you feel about that?
The birth date helps me go into the energy, and it gives me permission to look at it. We all have to have permission when we do readings. And it's just something that I sense and feel.
We're going back to California, Petaluma, California, May 3rd, 1958, same birth year, May 3rd, 1958. Our buddy Doc is with us. Hey, Doc, welcome.
Hey, George, what's up?
Good to hear.
I'm a member of a credit union, and I have no debt at all. I wanted to know if there was time to invest in silver or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Silver and gold.
Yes, that's what we've been saying for a long time.
It would be good. I don't know what to do about money because I do know that they're playing games with the stock market and they're playing games with the banks.
And you think there's going to be digital.
And the banks are going to start freezing your money and you're going to be told how much you're allowed to take out. They're going to change the ATM machines and it's going to be difficult. But I think a credit union won't do that, Doc. So good.
Good advice. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate you being part of the program always over the years. We're going next to Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, August 18, 1979. August 18, 1979. First time caller, John's with us. Hello, John.
George, Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
You too,
Happy
John.
Happy New Year, John.
I had a bad start to my New Year, but I wanted to say, Elizabeth, my love life, relationship, what do you see in this upcoming year?
Are you with somebody now, John?
No, that was the traumatic breakup.
Ah.
Start of the.
Oh, okay. I think that the breakup was for the best, even though that may hurt you, because that just didn't gel. I do see that you, oh, my goodness, I'm into June, and you've got a beautiful long-haired, dark-haired girl, and then you've got another one that has a little bit lighter hair down the road in the fall. So you're going to have a good year.
He's going to have his pick,
huh? You like to be number one, and you like to have only one. So it looks like you're going to make no mistake and pick one.
Good luck,
John. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Why do so many people want relationships like this? Is that what you get most of the time?
No, I get healings as well. And I get children and adults.
And how about the economy? Does that come up a lot from individuals?
Not so much with me. But the economy is going to be a problem worldwide this next year. There's four things that are going to be a problem. COVID, natural disasters, the economy.
And probably wars.
And famine and food.
Okay. Next up, Miami, Florida, we go. October 1st, 1962. Cindy's with us. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, George. Hi, Elizabeth.
Good to have you with us.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How can we help you? What's your question?
My question is, I have a clothing brand I've been working on, and I'd like to know if 2022 is going to be the year it goes.
Definitely. You have these next, the month, January through May, has Pisces, Jupiter is in Pisces. When we get to May, it moves into Aries, and that's when you're going to move forward. You're going to be really thrilled and happy the way things have worked out, and you've worked hard. I have to give you credit. It will work for you, and you're going to be very happy.
Yeah, you can sense that just in your attitude, can't you,
yes.
Elizabeth?
So good luck, Cindy. Let me know how you do.
End up being a sponsor of the show, Cindy. You never know how big you're going to get. That would be great. Thanks for being part of the program. Let's go next to Roseville, California. Elizabeth, March 29. 1958. Susan's with us. Hello, Susan.
Hi. Happy New Year.
You too.
I am one of those people that I cannot get the vaccine, and I am worried about it, that I might end up being a prisoner in my home or something like that. Or do you
Why can't you get the
problems?
Vaccine?
Oh, I had prior health problems, and I'm allergic to a lot of things, and I don't want to
Well, I just want to tell you that the safest one, in my opinion, is Johnson & Johnson, and that one won't disturb your allergies. That's what I'm telling you. And I do think that people do need to get vaccinated with as long as their body can take it. Of course, there are exceptions.
But what I don't like, Elizabeth, are the mandates. I think everybody
I don't like any of the mandates.
No.
And the mandates are going to stay there, and they're even talking about, George, that people on Social Security that aren't vaccinated shouldn't get their Social Security. And
You're
that
kidding.
Absolutely
Jeez.
Infuriated me.
And I hope they don't implement it for plane travel domestically. They're talking about that, too.
Well, the airports are going to be closed.
I think what's going to happen is within the next few months, as we talked about, as this dwindles down, they're going to have to reverse all these crazy decisions.
Well, yes, if we have coming what we say is coming, I think that there will be a lot of nice changes that will free everybody up more. Let's just hope so.
You still doing your radio shows?
Yes.
Good. How do people hear that?
It's bbsradio.com, and I'm on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock. And I did want to give out my 24-hour answering service so people can call.
Go ahead.
201-934-8986.
One more time.
Pardon?
One more time.
201-934-8986.
Super. That's Elizabeth Joyce. That's her phone number. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And, of course, folks, thanks for being part of our program as we brought you Christmas Eve, Christmas night, New Year's Eve, New Year's night. We'll have more programs for you as we continue. And as I pledge to you, no tapes on holidays. For Michael Cosio, Tom Danheiser, Dan Galante, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Tim Badal, Stephanie Smith, Chris Borles, Ian Punnett, and George Knapp. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.